Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're unearthing the captivating world of shiso, also known as permilla leaf. This isn't just any old herb, it's a pretty striking member of the mint family. It's got these bold, surprising flavors and, you know, a global culinary intrigue that really captured our attention. Our mission for this deep dive is to explore the source material we've gathered and really reveal why shiso is so much more than just a leaf. From its unique flavor profile, which some people describe as basil meets mint with a whisper of cinnamon and citrus, to its really rich history and incredibly versatile uses.
And what's truly remarkable here is shiso's, well, it's astonishingly deep roots. This isn't some recent culinary fad, you know.
Yes.
Shiso originated way back in China and Japan. We're talking cultivation for over 2,000 years. It became pretty integral to Japanese cuisine, especially by the Edo period, and it's just remained a staple ever since. You'll find it commonly featured in dishes like sushi, tempura, kimono, those fantastic Japanese pickles, and various broths. It really showcases just how fundamental it is.
Wow, 2,000 years. That's an astonishing legacy for an herb. It makes me wonder, has its popularity been totally consistent through all that time? Or were there periods where, you know, its use kind of dipped or changed?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
While its core uses have remained pretty steadfast, its prominence has definitely shifted a bit with culinary trends and availability. For instance, way back, its preservative qualities were probably super highly valued, maybe even more than its flavor sometimes. But then as refrigeration became common, its role adapted more to emphasize that unique aroma and, you know, its visual appeal. It's really a testament to its adaptability that it's always found a place. Somehow.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah. So, okay, let's talk about what makes shiso so distinct right now. For someone who's never seen it, what are the key things to look for visually?
Great question. So the most common varieties you'll see are green and red shiso. Green shiso is really bright, it's glossy, and it boasts these really deep, striking veins, gives it a very vibrant look. Red shiso, on the other hand, has got this beautiful purplish hue, and the texture is maybe a little firmer. Both typically have these sort of slender, elongated leaves, often with a slightly ruffled or serrated edge, usually about 5 to 10 centimeters long, and wide enough for wrapping things. They're quite stunning visually, which is, you know, why they're often used as a garnish. But the real heart of shiso, obviously, is that complex flavor.
Right. And what is that flavor like? Because you mentioned it's part of the mint family, which usually makes you think, cool, refreshing, right? But I hear shiso is quite different.
Oh, completely unique within the mint family. Mm. Shiso delivers this complex aromatic profile that's genuinely layered. Imagine a sophisticated blend of mint, sure, but also basil, bright citrus notes, maybe a hint of cinnamon, and even a whisper of anise. Green shiso tends to be more herbaceous and bright, you know, really vibrant. While the red shiso is a bit earthier, maybe a touch more astringent, it's also interesting how the flavor transforms. When it's raw, it gives this fresh, clean, almost peppery lift. Mm-hmm. But when you cook it gently, it softens into these warm, really wonderful herbal tones. And here's a really crucial point for anyone thinking of using it. Shiso is definitely, definitely best used fresh. Its volatile oils, the things responsible for all those amazing nuances, they degrade very, very quickly once it's dried or sits around too long.
It's fascinating. And you mentioned those volatile oils degrading quickly. What happens if someone does try to use it dry? Does it just lose flavor or does it actually taste bad?
That's an excellent question. Typically, it just loses most of that distinctiveness. You know, the aroma, the flavor punch, it becomes kind of bland, just a leafy texture without that vibrant character we associate with fresh shiso. It doesn't usually turn unpleasant, just well, underwhelming, which is why you really don't see dried shiso so much.
Okay, that makes sense. So given that incredible versatility and unique profile, how do chefs really put shiso to work? Let's unpack this. What are its most impactful culinary uses?
Right, well, shiso is incredibly dynamic in the kitchen. For example, it's fantastic for wrapping. You can use those broad leaves to wrap around seafood or rice, even vegetables, before you fry or grill them. It infuses everything with that unique aroma. It's also perfect when you slice it really thinly, that technique called chiffonade, that adds this fantastic burst of freshness and a subtle texture to things like noodle dishes, poke bowls, or sashimi. Beyond that, you can steep it. Steep it in syrups, oils, broths, or even soy-based sauces to create these amazing infused flavors. And like we mentioned, red shiso has that very traditional role, especially in pickling and flavoring umeboshi, those iconic Japanese pickled plums. What's really remarkable is how shiso isn't just an ingredient. It's kind of like a culinary enabler. It bridges delicate flavor and structure, transforming dishes in ways few other herbs can.
And when it comes to complementing those flavors, what ingredients really sing alongside shiso? Are there certain pairings that just work beautifully?
Absolutely. Shiso has some definite natural affinities that really elevate a dish. It pairs beautifully with prawns, tuna, soy sauce, of course, yuzu, fresh ginger, sesame, and naturally umeboshi. It also harmonizes really well with crisp cucumber, savory miso, daikon radish, and other citrus fruits, too. Actually, here's a little chef's tip for you. Using a shiso chiffonade is just a brilliant way to add brightness and cut through the richness of oily fish. Or you could wrap delicate things like scallops or even tofu before grilling. The herb can be a little bit tough sometimes, so if you're wrapping with it, gently scoring, or even just massaging the leaf beforehand helps release its oils and makes it more pliable.
That's a fantastic practical tip. I can totally picture that. Just that little step making a huge difference, especially with something delicate like shiso. It's almost like giving the leaf a little pep talk before it goes on the plate.
Exactly. A little encouragement to release its wonderful essence.
Okay. And as if its incredible culinary potential wasn't enough, here's where it gets really interesting. Shiso has this often overlooked secret weapon, a surprising array of health benefits. What have we learned about its medicinal side?
Yeah, this is where shiso truly shines beyond just taste. Firstly, it's exceptionally rich in compounds like rosmarinic acid, flavonoids, and essential oils. These give it significant anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. I mean, in traditional East Asian medicine, it's been used for centuries to help manage things like joint pain, allergic reactions, even inflammatory skin conditions. Secondly, it offers excellent digestive support and has, well, potent antibacterial action. It contains a compound called peroaldehyde, which contributes to its antimicrobial qualities. This is actually one reason it's so often paired with raw fish or used in pickling. It genuinely contributes to food safety. It can also help relieve nausea, bloating, and sort of minor gastrointestinal discomfort. And thirdly, for respiratory and allergy relief. Some studies suggest shiso extracts might help reduce histamine response. That makes it potentially useful in natural treatments for things like hay fever and even mild asthma. Its essential oils are sometimes used in steam therapy for colds and sinus congestion, too.
So, yeah, beyond its captivating taste, shiso is quietly acting as this potent ally on your plate, actively working against inflammation, aiding digestion. It's like nature's subtle little pharmacy.
It's truly humbling, isn't it? To think an herb we might just sprinkle on sushi has been recognized for such profound health benefits for literally millennia. Makes you wonder what other secrets nature's holding. Beyond the big health benefits, were there any other unique or just surprising facts about shiso that you found particularly interesting?
Oh, absolutely. We touched on its visual appeal, but those distinct serrated edges and vivid veins really do make it a favorite choice for garnishes. Adds beauty just as much as flavor. And it's not just the leaves. Even its tiny, delicate flowers, they're called hojiso, are edible and often used decoratively. Little purple or white flowers. Really pretty. Historically, and this is quite cool, shiso leaves played a vital role in preserving fish before refrigeration came along. That really speaks to its powerful antibacterial properties. Oh, and while it's often labeled as perilla in Western markets, it's important to remember that the specific shiso varieties aren't really interchangeable. Each one offers its own subtle nuance.
Okay, so what does this all mean for you, our listener, maybe in your own kitchen? How can we apply all this knowledge and really bring shiso to life? We do have a featured recipe that showcases it, right?
We absolutely do. Our featured recipe is shiso-wrapped prawns with ponzu butter. This is a really light yet refined dish. It beautifully highlights shiso's unique aroma wrapped around these lovely succulent king prawns. You then grill or pan sear them until golden, and it's finished with this tangy, umami, and rich ponzu-infused butter. Makes a really standout appetizer or a small plate, especially perfect for summer menus, I think.
Sounds delicious. And for those who might struggle to track down fresh shiso, are there any decent substitutes or maybe tips for making that ponzu butter at home?
Definitely. So if fresh shiso just isn't available where you are, you can try to approximate its flavor with a blend. Think fresh basil, plus mint, and just a touch of lemon zest. You could also consider using a tiny amount of perilla oil for its aromatic depth, but honestly, remember, it's potent. Use it really sparingly. And homemade ponzu. Actually quite easy to whip up. It's typically a blend of soy sauce, some citrus juice, yuzu traditional, but lime or lemon work beautifully too. A bit of murin for sweetness, and dashi. Dashi is optional, but it adds a fantastic umami depth.
Wow, what a deep dive into shiso. We've really covered a lot of ground. Its ancient origins, unpacked that surprising flavor, explored all its culinary uses, and even revealed those impressive health benefits. It's truly an herb with so many layers.
Indeed it is. It's an ingredient that kind of encourages us to think about how nature provides not just sustenance, but also these complex flavors and, you know, profound well-being. It really makes you think, though.
Yeah.
Knowing all this, how will you explore shiso in your own cooking? After all, as one quote I read about this unique herb goes, shiso is like a whisper of the forest and the sea, herbaceous, sharp, and unmistakably alive.
A whisper of the forest and the sea. That's a really beautiful way to put it. We hope this deep dive has inspired you to maybe seek out shiso yourself and experience its unique layered essence firsthand.